Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle Radio. My name is Monica Lillis and once again we visit the places locals love for their food and drink. This week, Monocle's Ivan Carvalho visits Florence to discover the culinary treasures of a city best known for its cultural offerings. Amidst the city's wealth of Renaissance art and architecture, the Tuscan capital has its fair share of delicious gastronomic outposts and restaurants rooted in local traditions. It's a place where both new and old concepts find space to entertain people's palates. Take a listen to the tour here.
Given its popularity, a visit to Florence offers its own special set of challenges. Tourist crowds have led to a rise in places to eat that offer little in the way of authenticity. Thankfully, the Tuscan capital is quite compact, so hungry travelers don't have to walk too far to seek out establishments steeped in tradition. One such place is the city center shop of Mattei, a maker of classic Cantucci cookies since 1858, that uses a simple recipe of eggs, flour, sugar, almonds, and pine nuts. I stop in to speak with sales manager Filippo Caluzzi.
Here we are in outside our museum shop in Florence, in the center, in Via Portorossa. And we are here to explain our typical biscuits from Prato. Biscotti di Prato is the name of our Cantucci, commonly known as Cantucci. Also here in the shop store, you can, in the museum shop, you can see and you can read about the family and the history of the biscuits factory.
And over the years, you've added some flavors too, because there is the classic biscotti, which you have here in your hand.
With the almond is the classic one. Okay. Yeah. And then we had the biscuits with chocolate, dark chocolate. And then after the one, we used to modify another one and add another recipe with the pistachio and almond. And then in the last recipe we made is the hazelnut.
Okay, so you have hazelnut, pistachio, chocolate. Now for the classic one, which you have here, what do you like to pair it with in terms of a drink or beverage?
I suggest to use the Vin Santo or a desert wine.
Another homegrown business locals frequent is La Via del Tè, a family-run Florentine tea company started in 1961. In its three shops, patrons nibble on cakes and sip its wide selection of teas, some even made from tea grown in the Bel Paese. I visit their shop in Via Santo Spirito, on the south side of the River Arno, to talk with Giuditta Carai, part of the third generation running La Via del Tè.
Our family started in 1961, but one of the most amazing projects is the Italian tea plantation, started about 3 years ago near Lago Maggiore, Premosello, that is a camellia plantation, and let us started this complete Italian tea.
And these teas are now, is it black or green teas?
We have two different typology. We have two black teas and two green teas. Not flavor and flavored, to have a complete range.
Now also I see in your shops here in Florence, which are filled with people having cakes and teas, you have these infusions. Now, what are some of your favorites?
Absolutely, one of my favorite is Rosa d'Inverno, one of the first blend of the company, but also Oasi nel Blu from the latest collection, Giardini Segreti, that is very, very good tea. It is green tea with mint flavor inspired by Giardini Majorelle in Marrakesh.
When day turns to night, a short walk down the same street from La Via del Tè brings you to Il Santino Wine Bar, a lively watering hole housed in a former wine cellar where guests crowd around a few tables to enjoy slices of prosciutto or a cheese platter. Here, you'll find mostly Tuscan wines from small, under-the-radar producers. Should you want something a little more intellectual, head to Via dei Fossi to visit Todo Modo, a bookshop, wine bar, and bistro. Anna Cieno is chef at Todo Modo.
So here in Todo Modo, we are in the city center of Florence. We are an independent bookshop and we sell books and magazines from all over the world. So this place throughout the day transforms itself into many different things. In the morning you can come here and enjoy your coffee from Padovani, which is a torrefazione that comes from Prato, right close to Florence. For lunch we become a bistro and we have panigacci and testaroli from Lunigiana, which is an area from the northern Tuscany. And then, you know, you can also have an aperitivo here. We have a wide selection of natural wines mostly, and also conventional wines from Tuscany, but from everywhere all over Italy.
So it's a fun hybrid space. You can have a glass of wine, get a magazine, or come in for a coffee on your way to work. So it's
work, have lunch, have an aperitivo, have a cup of tea from La Via del Tè. Our selection comes from La Via del Tè.
If you are in the mood for a classic Tuscan trattoria, your best bet is Sostanza, complete with vaulted ceiling and marble tabletops. Here, the go-to dish is the buttered chicken. Should you hanker for something modern, opt for Saporium, a Michelin star restaurant that is part of Borgo Santo Pietro, a luxury hotel situated in the Tuscan countryside. At Saporium, I meet with Florentine chef Ariel Hagen.
Follow my mentor Norbert Derkoffer, and he's created the Cook de Monte, is a new philosophy of kind of kitchen. I follow his mentality, and when I'm just arrive in Borgo Santo Pietro, I find it the from farm to plate. It's not kilometer zero. We try to feeling and understanding what we have, what we can do it with our biological farmer, and so I'm just seeing what's happening in the forest, in our farm. You know, 87% of the product we use in Saporium, in Borgo Santo Pietro, is from our farm. So, of course, it's from farm to table. And what you eat tonight, maybe the insalata d'inverno, is, of course, 100% from our farmers. And we spoke about our roots and our fresh herb and salad. And we try to season up this with the chlorophyll, maybe with dill and mint. So it's very, very intensive. And also the cauliflower with miso, rye miso and hazelnut. This is 100% of the farm and our fermentation lab.
For fans of fresh seasonal ingredients, another eatery to try is Cucina, a garage-turned-Scandi-style restaurant with an innovative menu featuring shareable dishes from herring with cabbage and horseradish to hearty peasant soups. Located in Via Giano della Bella, the restaurant doesn't rest on its culinary laurels, and like Saporium, aims to give locals something to look forward to in a city that too often caters to tourists. In Florence, for Monocle, I'm Ivan Carvalho.
Thanks, Ivan. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 2000 London time. I'm Monica Lillis. Thanks for listening.